Welcome.
Hello, this is Madison Guza. Thank you for listening. The environmental topic for tonight is in regards to plastics in the oceans, which I think is a bigger concern than most people will allow themselves to believe. I have a assistant professor here with me today, Rachel Cable, who has done research out in the Great Lakes and in some of the oceans, and hopefully she provokes some thought about some things that maybe you didn't think about before. She's going to tell us a little bit about what she has found and what she does.
What we're currently working on is like basically the microbial aspect of what's growing on these tiny pieces of plastic. Because it's well known that on large pieces of plastic, you can get stuff that attaches to things like barnacles and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you get on a really large piece of plastic, and if that piece of plastic is transported from one place to another, it could possibly be transporting, you know, animals that wouldn't be in one place to another place, right?
Yeah, introducing invasive species and that type of thing.
Exactly. So we're kind of looking at the same thing with the microbes on the plastic. Like, can you take a piece of plastic that's gone through a wastewater treatment plant and has certain things on it, will that transplant to another place and like bring new microbes there? So we haven't actually gotten a chance to look at the viruses on the bacteria that are on these pieces of plastic, but that's always another potential. Bacteria are harmful to people, you know.
Yeah.
Whether or not those, it could be a vector for moving those bacteria around is a question. Part of our lab is working on bacteriophages in the environment, which are viruses that very specifically attack bacteria. So we will look at, also in the Great Lakes, harmful algal blooms, the viruses that attack the cyanobacteria, the Microcystis, in Lake Erie. We look at the viruses that attack bacteria in the water in Antarctic, also in the North Atlantic, all over the place. I was actually very surprised to find that we found plastic everywhere that we sampled in the Great Lakes. We were expecting to see perhaps like some sort of concentration of plastics, like it seems to be in the Atlantic, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, as we were talking about.
Yeah.
How that kind of like pulls in things that are floating at the surface. And thinking that we were going to see that in the Great Lakes, but basically, we just found plastic everywhere. There were higher concentrations in some places than others, but that was probably the most surprising thing to me, is that it is omnipresent. It's hard to go anywhere in the water without finding plastic. It's so easy for us to say, oh, it's just plastic. It's because we don't see the down end of anything. The biggest concern for me is that there's no like slowing of the production of plastic or the use of plastic. So, and the plastic that we saw isn't going to be going away. We don't actually know what the effects of these plastics are. The toxins that they may or may not carry on, like, the organisms that are in the water, as well as us. Obstruction of,
right.
like, having these, like, things that don't even break down
mm-hmm.
when they sediment into the actual benthos, the bottom of the lake, and then they get disturbed up again. Is there going to be, you know, are there going to be fluctuations of, like, the microbes that do prefer plastics? Are
mm-hmm.
there going to be fluctuations in the toxins that are associated with them? And just the fact that that is going to become more and more of an issue, it's not going to de-escalate at any point because we're not stopping putting plastics into the environment.
Right.
People are very concentrated on trying to take out what's there, whereas I kind of, what we think is, like, let's stop, you know,
right,
like putting it in and like monitor what's there perhaps or something like that. But it like being able to take it out, we've known because we've tried to actually count what's there.
Yeah.
It took us a year and a half just to process the samples that we got in the first place. And there's a lot of uses for plastic that are completely indispensable. You can't really change biomedical uses. And so we have like limited mobility. Glass straws and metal straws are kind of a danger. So like plastic is kind of one of the only options. I think for a while with BPAs that were leaching into people's bodies, people could tell that there were like endocrine effects of having these chemicals in your body. And not only does it affect you, it affects the next generation. One of my professors was one of the leading researchers on BPAs. And by like 2 years from then, no BPAs in like any consumable plastic. Yeah.
So it's doable. It's totally doable if there's a good enough push for it to happen.
Exactly. And people feel as if they're being affected themselves.
Hopefully you can take away some knowledge from this and really think about some concepts like viruses and how it affects not only animal health, but also human health and what that means for our future. Yeah.